So over the last few weeks, you've called for an increase in testing nationwide. Do you feel like we're getting to the point we need to be at with testing capacity?
No, I still think we have a long way to go nationally with testing in this country. I do think that Delaware is still doing a pretty good job, as we talked about last week, but nationally there are lots of holes in testing.
So in Delaware, public health officials say the state public health lab in Smyrna would be able to ramp up to processing 100 tests per day if needed. Then there's the commercial labs that can process tests ordered by medical providers. Two hospitals have held drive-through events where they collected hundreds of specimens. So do you think everyone who should be tested is able to get access to testing in Delaware right now?
I haven't looked at the providers as much, and I think we talked about this last week. And that's something that I think I would almost have to almost kind of call to see what's happening at each spot. But what I will have to say is, in terms of testing in Delaware, it has been quite good in terms of the numbers. For instance, the drive-through in Christiana Care last week, yes, the numbers doubled after that, but they went from 8 to 16, and they've gone up since then. But a lot of that probably was there or some transmission from those who already had it. So I think testing is fairly widespread in the state, given our population and given that they tested all of these people and these were the results of that test.
Right. So like our rate of positives so far is encouraging?
Yes. I think our rate of positives, given the scale that we're testing, is encouraging. Exactly. Because looking at the numbers, you're testing hundreds of people and you only have 30 cases. Those are really good odds. And it also shows just that the transmission rates in Delaware are quite low compared to, a lot of other parts of the country, definitely along the East Coast. There are so many hot spots. You can see the, kind of circle growing in these points at the East Coast and our proximity to a lot of big cities. I think it is a really good sign that Delaware numbers are still in a fairly low range.
Do you think the number of confirmed cases the state is reporting now accurately reflects the state of the outbreak in Delaware? Is there always going to be a lag behind, both in the actual cases on the front end and then in seeing the cases start to drop on the back end?
I think definitely on the front end, we're going to see some lag. And once we do have more widespread testing throughout the state as a whole, I think we're going to have a really, really good sense of, what that baseline is. I mean, I think just given what happened last week, it does give us a pretty good start and a foundation to work from. And so I think that's really optimistic. In terms of once things start dying down, I will get a sense of that. I think, we'll know as things go on the next few weeks. If numbers really aren't going up, you'll get a sense that they're pretty stable. So I think you'll have a good sense of that as that happens.
Mm. So we saw the first hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Delaware within the past week. Do you think our hospitals are prepared to deal with the virus if things get much worse in Delaware? Governor Carney has been talking about surge capacity in hospitals and coordinating with the feds. What would that look like with the military or National Guard getting involved?
I think if the federal government and the military get involved on a wider scale basis, that could look like a variety of things. But let me kind of go back to what you were asking initially. So are our hospitals prepared? I think, healthcare in Delaware, it's okay, but it's not the top healthcare system in the country as you look at states. So you already are coming from that. Also, a lot of our population is rural. And as you know, rural healthcare, both in our country and other countries, usually has more holes in it in terms of capacity, but also access to equipment and these sorts of things, equipment, laboratories, all sorts of things. So that does create some potential problem. So I think, as hospitals think about this in the area in terms of preparing, definitely in Newcastle, there are more hospitals. There are hospitals that are more comprehensive overall. You do have some regional hospitals, both in Kent County and Sussex County, but you don't have the density that you have in Newcastle County. And some of that is because you have more population, of course, in Newcastle than you have in Sussex and Kent County. But in terms of preparedness, I mean, there are a lot of ways that they can do this in terms of maybe identifying quarantine spaces within those hospitals now. But then you also have to think about just day-to-day capacity because, a lot of hospitals in the country and in both in our state, depending on what's happening during the year, can't have a lot of patients that are there just for, you know, more routine things or surgeries or just other types of illness. So what does that look like if you do have a huge influx of people with coronavirus? Because the other thing is not only having the space for them in terms of hospital beds, but, you know, how closely do you want them interacting with other patients in the hospital? Because if someone is coming in potentially, let's say, for heart surgery, you want to make sure to try to prevent any, you know, sort of accidental transmission or that sort of thing. So I think those are some of the things to think about. Now, once you get the National Guard in, that can look like all sorts of things. It can be security. It could be bringing supplies. So that can also manifest in a number of ways.
So we've seen what under normal circumstances would feel like drastic measures taken in Delaware, temporarily closing public schools, the two big universities sending students home, libraries closing, restrictions on restaurants and bars, the General Assembly postponing indefinitely. So for a state that doesn't have too many confirmed cases yet, comparatively, are these measures necessary?
I think they definitely help. Again, given Delaware's proximity to these big cities along the East Coast corridor, there's a lot of population movement. I think Wilmington definitely, you know, would be more at risk given its proximity to Philadelphia and Baltimore than perhaps Dover or another city or Rehoboth or some other city in the state. But even in Rehoboth, you know, there's some movement because there could be someone perhaps from D.C. who owns a house in Rehoboth, and maybe they're going to, you know, move. You know, maybe they have time off and they're going to come there for the next few weeks. And so what does that mean, you know, potentially if someone could have coronavirus because the numbers, you know, in that area in the DMV, you know, it's moving at a faster rate. And so this could, you know, manifest in a lot of different ways. I mean, I think Delaware has been very proactive. That's what I'll say. And I think given Delaware's proximity to these urban areas, these other urban areas around the state, both in, you know, Maryland and Pennsylvania and the D.C. area, that it was good to take these measures because I think, you know, we're really surrounded. If you look at the numbers before we even had any cases of confirmed COVID-19 in the state, you know, you saw the numbers. You saw it popping up in D.C. and in Maryland, but also in Philadelphia, Baltimore. But, you know, even New York City is, you know, with good traffic, a three-hour drive from us. So, you know, these, you know, we're in really fairly close proximity to places where some of them are having, you know, some numbers rising at a fairly rapid rate. So in terms of the social, this kind of strongly encouraged, social distancing that the Governor Carney's been doing with, you know, kind of really being proactive in closing these places, I think it is good. It was somewhat early for the state itself, I guess you could say. But at the same time, if you're looking at the bigger picture of, you know, everything being interconnected and kind of, you know, public health being interconnected and not Delaware just kind of existing in its own silo, it definitely made sense. It will definitely help because there are going to be other cases. I know that there, you know, thankfully Delaware so far doesn't have a lot of cases, but there are going to be some other cases there because you do have fairly significant testing, but you haven't tested, you know, the whole population. So there have to be other numbers in this way of social distancing. It will help prevent the spread of some new transmissions.
What else do you think the government or social institutions need to do to contain the spread of the virus? Are there more drastic measures coming, do you think, like finding ways to stagger people at grocery stores or something like that?
They could potentially happen. You see that often in, you know, kind of more disaster situations. If the National Guard comes, I'm quite sure you're going to see that. We're already seeing that in other parts of the country, particularly places like New York. They've, for probably 2 weeks, they haven't been using, I haven't seen military in this capacity yet, but they've been using police, for instance, and, you know, hiring extra security guards who are armed, you know, to stagger and also patrol the stores. So that could potentially happen. I think it's early for Delaware itself, but I think those are the sorts of things we're going to see in some other places in the country first. What other measures? I mean, it's hard to predict exactly. You know, there could be, let's say if the numbers really spiked in the state, you know, there could be a call to shelter in place, which would restrict movement even more. I don't think we're nearly there in Delaware. But, you know, in a few weeks, you know, who knows? But right now we look like we're on a good path.